Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The bigger your areolas, the bigger the hole.
Like a...
So if you got the end of a football, as we always say.
You got the urethra is bigger than the boob
you
itself.
You look like a stripper clown.
Who's that?
Things cut out in the wrong places.
Oh.
I'm glad our male parts are not colored like nipples are. That'd be odd.
You know what? God.
It's like, it looks like dipped in chocolate.
This could go into a very strange spot. So many fleeting thoughts.
I know, man. It's like you come in here, it's like ADD.
Yeah. No, good, though. Like, real good. Like, I've wrote all kind of notes down. I got to remember before we go any further to say happy birthday. It's not, gosh, I can't remember. Hold on, let me scroll back down. I made a promise.
I love these shout-outs because you always forget who they are.
Well, it always, I know, that's the most important thing.
It's a very unhappy birthday for you.
No, I was just making sure. Okay. Happy birthday from Tony with a Y. Tony. To P1 Pubic Moose. And the Moose, the Moose is spelled like a dessert. I thought it was pubic mousy at first, but there's the
it's not spelled like the product.
I don't know if that's like a product you get at Sally Beauty Supply. It's like pubic mousse. It's right by
with
the Bulls McButter.
Or two E's.
M-O-U-S-S-E.
Ooh.
I'm here for the pubic mousse.
You guys have pubic mousse.
I need a pubic mousse.
I need to get a little body below the belt. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make horns out of my hair down there.
Wow. I don't know what happened.
It's got to be a real product, right?
Happy birthday to
pubic moose.
What you imagine, like it could be public mouse. It could be public mouth. I mean, all these misspellings here lately.
Autocorrect got him. It's like that's what you're going to be now. You might have been public mouse, but guess what?
Autocorrect
pubic moose
how?
Now. Just like Big Brown, Bog Brown. He's been so much.
Oh, Bog.
So many different things.
You know, I. That's something that was said there, like led me to the, and I was like, you know, for a second, I was like, don't do that. But you know, who am I protecting? Only myself. I have this. You mentioned the nipple about the discoloration. Yeah. So I've always had a mole on my nipple, as my whole life.
That's what's gonna turn it.
You're such a lady. I mean, like that's every woman that I've ever told that to. Have you had it checked?
He's got the doctor.
Yeah, checked.
You got to get in the mobile mammography.
It's a mole. I got like a lot of, not moles, meaning like 3D moles, like, you know, skin tag moles, you know, that
you
kind
sure
of
it's not thing. An old booger?
You know how like old nice. Old people, I remember an old woman that went to our church. It looked like she had a piece of Italian sausage just sitting on her shoulder.
Like,
it was an old mole. It looked like a piece of sausage that you'd get like on a you know, Domino's pizza, the little, and it was just sitting on her shoulder. And I was like, Daddy, what is that?
I haven't moved.
That's a mole, Matthew.
Why'd you say it like that?
That's Daddy. The way I talked as a kid.
What, did you go flick it like a...
Chris
like,
Rock stole my gift.
Flick it.
Go up there and flick it to her.
And so, but anyway. So I, but as I, and this is not a, certainly not a, oh, look at me. Because I don't, I'm not going to allow you to take photos. But I had a mole on my my man breast. And now that I've lost weight and tried to like firm it up or whatever,
yep.
It makes it expand.
Oh, no, it got bigger.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Can I reveal this to you?
Sure.
Yes, I mean, I don't know that you'll be able to see it from there, and I'll have to turn the lights on.
Okay. Do you want to go on video?
No.
Scientific.
No, because I don't. I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
Not that I have to think now too. Like I got to think about this at one point. Like my grandson's going to eventually, you know, go to school one day and stuff. You
hopefully.
Know, he's three, and like I don't want him to. Oh yeah, I know your grandpa. He's got the messed up nipple. Like I have to keep things like that in kind of like, but at the same time, I have to be me. I have to be me.
Paige, please tell me you have a mole in your nipple, and you're next. Yeah, I don't know if.
Can you see it?
Yeah, is that a mole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it used to be smaller when my boob was bigger, so now that it's firmed up, it's making the skin of the nipple, whatever you would call that.
Just squeeze it one more time. Yeah, look at that.
Look, that's all I can get a handful of now. I love that. I used to get grabbed several handfuls of breasts.
Yeah, I want you to push them together real quick.
But like, oh no, don't give me that look of concern, Paige. I'm not.
It's pronounced.
It looks like I got shot with a paintball gun.
I'm looking to see
the
shape of the mole. That's all. If it,
it's not a mole anymore. It's like half my. I want to say the T word.
If it grows in the it. Changes color or shape, you need to definitely have that checked out.
It has. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she got close enough to really see it.
I don't need to see it.
Look, just look at it.
Do I have your permission to shove my boob in your face?
Yeah, but you have to remember.
You never asked me when you used to do it.
That's true. I never got a tip. Okay, okay.
You know what sucks out of this? Look.
Yeah, but I would say, I'm not even looking at that. I would say that if it's because I had a biopsy last year. Because I'm concerned on my face.
No, I'm not falling for that. People are texting me to take a picture of it and put it on there. We'll have doctors. No. It's,
no
I shouldn't have said it.
You would,
I don't want it to be. No, I'm not making fun of things.
No.
I just literally in my mind, because I would always ask like, you know, hey, is that what is that about? You
moles
know?
On different parts of your body, very, very normal. It's when they start to grow and change shape is when you need to be alerted with that. Kind
yeah,
of
if it starts to overtake your nipple,
yeah.
Like, you know, they're fighting for same spot.
Yeah.
You should probably go check
if
it out.
If it looks like I'm wearing, like, one coconut shell on one side.
If your nipples right. are playing Risk.
If it looks like a pasty over here.
Checkmate.
Pasty.
Oh, no.
Is that
it looks like I had a pen in my pocket, like an old pocket protector, and the pen just started leaking out
that's
of my
a great,
breast.
Yeah, that's a great description,
I mean,
actually.
Yeah. It's a
black pen.
It's and moles are very, very, very common.
Yeah. Is that a pasty? Yeah. No, it's a mole.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, you got some? Did you get some chocolate pudding on your breast? No, it's my mole. Thanks for pointing that out.
Does like somebody just walked up to you with a Sharpie and just you know, jabbed you real
it's
quick.
Like my crack mole. Like, you know, dude,
we gotta see that one
elementary school. You want to see? I don't want to do that one.
If you did,
I have right in the crack of my ass, I have a mole as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
In elementary school, when kids are, you know, for the most part, not cruel to the degree they get to in middle school and whatnot. And this one brilliant child at Cone Elementary School, when I was in the fourth, but maybe the fifth grade, I bent over, as typically it would be, and I was this particular one, and I will bring that. I'm you getting the full me today, y'all. This is something I've never talked about.
Unfiltered Matt-Man.
I was on the front page of the Greenville News when I was a kid,
oh.
And because dude, this is hurting my soul to talk about because I'm opening up a wound. I really am.
Can we get that? Somebody at the Greenville News, can you send that to us, please?
No. So look, here's the thing. There was a clown that came to my school. You laugh. This is horrifying. There was a clown that came to Cone Elementary School, and he was doing a bit at the in the thing, and he needed some assistance to put his jacket back on. And it was one of those things, kind of like a Charlie Chaplin bit where I'm putting one sleeve on for him, and then I'm going to the other side, and when I do that, he pulls that one off, and we're going in a circle of trying to help him put his jacket on. And the jacket had fallen to the ground. Now, many of you are going to laugh about this, and if you do, damn your souls.
All of you.
I bend over to help him get the jacket on, and that is when they snapped the photo, and they printed a fat me as a young boy's crack of my ass in the newspaper of the Greenville, South Carolina News.
I'm sure it's been spread around the dark web already to those, you know, swing sniffers.
And my Aunt Wanda, and Aunt Wanda, if you hear this, I love you. This is just retelling a story. She worked at the Greenville News at the time, and she got my mama the 8x10 that was used, the press photo.
And they loved it.
And framed it. And I'm like, you don't understand what this is doing to me. And this, so that young kid, this is about when all that happened. He's like, and you have a mole back there. You're an ass mole. You're an asshole.
The clown started it, probably. Asshole.
So I wonder. That combined with my weird Halloween costume where I was dressed as a clown, and it looks like the cover of a Rob Zombie movie, like me sitting there carrying a brown grocery bag, a paper bag as my candy bag, and wearing half a clown costume. It looked like I was going to turn into a psycho murderer.
I still got to see when you were Mr. T.
You don't.
We got to see those pictures.
No. You don't see get to see that one or me as a Thriller.
You're
not allowed to see. And Rob Inario, before you texted to me to allow. See, Rob was at an event with me one time that was at a residence of a family member, and family member had the picture. Without my knowledge, Rob took a picture with his foot. I know.
Rob.
I'll sue you, Rob.
Oh, my God.
We
got to
get that picture, Rob.
No.
We gotta get
that. You know what?
I got a mole on my nipple, fool.
I feel like Trudeau in Canada right now. I was a young boy. I was emulating my heroes. Get off.
Put some candy in my bag, fool.
My favorite show at that time was Different Strokes, and then Mr. T, and then the time when Mr. T was on Different Strokes, I was like, oh man.
The heavens opened up.
Oh, he was the Gooch?
No, he wasn't the Gooch.
He was the bike shop owner. He was the real one.
He wasn't that. See,
come here, fool.
He didn't need to be on that show. That's also a messer with your brain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wise Guys Morning Show.
So you think your boss is like the worst boss, or one you've had in the past is the worst?
You got to keep in mind before you hear this, think of the worst thing that you interact
with. That's a great, thank you. Think of the worst boss you had, and one who, you know, not such like a slave driver type, but just somebody who would just, was like a bully.
You didn't see eye to eye with, you had it falling out somehow. It made you do something stupid.
All right. A New Jersey police chief is under fire after allegations that he created a so-called animal house-like atmosphere in his department. Five officers have worked under Chief Robert Farley at North Bergen Police Department and filed notices to sue Farley for assault and harassment, alleging he engaged in pranks, according to him, at the department, including, get ready, defecating on the floor, defecating in the waste baskets of employees that he got mad at, exposing himself to women that he was making jokes with, shaving his body hair over people's desks and property, including their breakfast, calling employees racial slurs, jabbing an officer in the penis with a hypodermic needle, forcing officers to do schoolwork for his son, spiking the office coffee with drugs, including Viagra, and here we go, scraping fluids from his underwear onto people seated in his office.
Oh.
This is on real. This is not onion.
Well,
this is not.
How old was this boss?
Well, now you know what you're doing to me. What I do to you? I do not have his age.
I mean,
age.
If he was an old man, I would think, okay, he's losing his mind.
Could you imagine the teacher's like, Junior, did an old cop do your homework? Because this is not right.
It's so, like, what the hell?
The police chief again. Let me say it again because people are already asking. Bergen, like Candace Bergen. Of course, that's not a good reference for most of you. Bergen, Bergen Police, North Bergen Police Department. Chief Robert Farley, like Chris Farley, if you want to figure out his age. But not only was he shaving his according to this, his gonads over someone's scrambled eggs one time. According to a filing, I don't know if it's his lawyer or the opposing what's it called? The opposite of a defendant?
Counsel. Opposing counsel. Prosecutor.
Plaintiff. I said prosecutor. The allegations started with simple practical jokes, including putting ink or raw eggs on the doorknobs within the office, clogging toilets with paper, microwaving hot sauce in a situation that created noxious fumes, putting firecrackers under workers' chairs, and setting off their fire alarms and car alarms during company meetings.
Who's going to let this happen? You're not going to shave your, you know, sack fuzz
like he's
on
doing
my breakfast.
That's
unless
so
I
disgusting.
Asked for it.
Like, listen, I mean, it doesn't stop. I mean, we didn't even. He took a needle. Now, according to this, I don't know if it was one that they took from a scene of a crime or if it's just one that was laying around or he took one fresh. He took a hypodermic needle and jabbed his. He was the chief, so I guess one of his officers in the nuts. In the nuts. And then when,
ooh, that's nasty.
When he complained about it, he said, and this is quote, "You don't know how to take a joke, dude." A what?
Well,
like, this is no lie. This is no lie. So they filed harassment, sexual harassment.
That sounds like a class action.
A couple women are involved in
this. This is worse
over
than
25.
Anything Randy Orton ever allegedly did to somebody backstage.
Two of the officers said that when they complained about this, they were assigned, and this is where a lot of you, including myself, can identify with things, assigning them to unfavorable shifts. Because I remember one time at a place I worked at where I said, you know, a situation, I was like, you know, it's not best that I work on that particular day. Oh, boy. Not only did I work that day, but I'll tell you what it was. Where I worked at a grocery store, I was like, can I not have to work on Sundays? Because I have to go to church. And the little bit of time to get between the two services, like, I don't want to come work. So can I work all day Saturday? Not only that, did I had to come in early on Sundays. So I didn't get to I went to Sunday school and then went to work.
Oh.
Still had to go. And they made me work Wednesday nights, too, because he knew I had to go to Wednesday. He knew that.
And didn't care.
Knew it.
Yeah.
So they were denied promotions and also sent sex toys to their houses and making it look like other people at work sent it. Like, this is the police chief.
From somebody else.
I mean, this is where I feel so bad because we, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people judge books by their cover. And, like, this is a police chief. And
honey, did you order these Benoit balls?
We're all like, man, don't judge, you know. If you're a cop, I am sorry that people like that exist.
Well,
good God.
When does this leak over to possibly, you know...
Well, I know.
Case is getting thrown out because, you know, look, he probably could have planted some drugs or some weapons.
There ain't no doubt. It seems like a crazy in the heat of the night episode.
It sounds like they're like...
Is it true you was shaving your nuts above there?
Parker, email Bubba's butt plugs, if you will.
I can't understand any of this, but, you know, if they're a lot younger, like, you know, cadets or something... But they're men, grown ass men,
and women,
He
was would complain to them, he would stand there and look. I'm reading this off comment, so I don't know that it's a comment from someone allegedly knows that. When he would get mad at the female officers, he would invite them into his office, and he would stand there while they sat in the chair and pull his junk out and stand there and keep eye contact with them, and in other words, making them like look at it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you saw with your peripheral or whatever that, like, I had it out, but you don't want to, like, look at it. So you're just, like, looking straight through me because you don't want to look down.
I would ask for a magnifying glass and just say, I can't see it.
I would sue you for...
It would be a fire for shaming of bitch. My...
You, look, the fact that nobody...
Can I have some tweezers, please, sir?
God.
It's what women, that's what they always go to.
You're going to do that to me, sorry.
You loved it for 5 years, but now that I broke up with you, suddenly wasn't adequate for you.
The fact that nobody challenged him or whooped his ass even, like, tells you, like, other people were in on it.
Yep.
They were cool with it.
He didn't win an award he wanted, so the person who won the award, he smashed their plaque on someone else's desk and pulled the doorbell from the front of the police department. The police department is a doorbell, first off. That's pretty awesome.
Hey, I just got assaulted. Is anybody like the deli guy at the meat counter? You got to press the ringer.
I know, but he's standing right there.
Can I get a cop out here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot.
You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. And as always, a reminder, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Alex B. Beaton is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Ben Dunn Humpin is Matt Man. Playing the role of Jilly Roll is Paige. And playing the role of Mary Breath is Fat Boy. And
action. Just got back from the damn parking lot carnival. It was hot as a cold morning piss. But the kids loved it, so whatever. I ain't going back, though.
Dude, taking your kids to the damn parking lot carnival doesn't make you daddy of the year.
If I want an opinion from somebody who ain't got kids, I'll call you. But since I didn't, you could piss off.
I cannot believe that my dumb bay sister lets you even see them kids. I mean, like, how about you pay for them if you won't see them?
Your dumbass sister didn't mind me making them damn kids, so she ought not mind me seeing them damn kids.
Yeah, that's the only damn thing you know how to do. I'll tell you that. I mean, you lay there. You lay there like you, till you out of glue, basically.
I remember why I never liked you. You won't mind your own damn business, and you don't learn when to shut the blank up. Keep on it, though. I'll settle it real soon.
Wow. You could take them to some busted-ass parking lot carnival, but can't manage to send child support on time. Real nice.
Seriously, Jilly Roe, I'm trying to spend time with my kids. Don't bust in on me. Besides, you know that gets taken out of my damn check anyway.
Showing up. I'm air quoting that. Dude dropping by the house because you in the area. I'm air quoting that too. And you got to, I don't know, quote, take a dump. Yeah. That don't count. That don't count as quality time with your children, okay? Hell, they ain't even there half the time when you drop by and stop in. They in school.
Amen. I'm going to need you to say it louder for the deadbeat in the back. Also, that Ferris wheel is like it's held together with duct tape and prayers. Oh, wow. Cue the bitch, best friend in the conversation. Excuse me? You damn heard me, Mary Breath. If I wanted to hear a blank hole talk ass, I'd turn my head and fart. Till then, see your ass the hell out of this conversation.
Why the hell you taking my kids to a damn busted parking lot carnival anyway?
They love the parking lot carnival, you evil bitch. You know why? Because you ain't there making them go to bed so you can suck face with your short-ass boyfriend. Yeah, I heard all about his ass.
What I do is my business, not yours.
All I know is I'm out here working my damn ass off 50 hours a week. And maybe if you wasn't such a bitch and taking half my damn check, maybe I could afford to take it to Dollywood. But I don't guess that's going to damn happen anytime soon.
Oh, so food, clothes, and rent for your children are just expenses now? You didn't even bring Mia her inhaler last time. She wheezed through our entire Chuck E. Cheese trip and didn't have a backup.
Man fed her pepperoni pizza, italicized. She's allergic to everything but air, basically. This dude is a walking food allergy.
It was one damn mistake, and besides, she ain't allergic to nothing. Quit putting that in her head. You, on the other hand, allergic to hard work, if you ask me. Well, I call you deadbeat, but that would be too much of a compliment. How about call me when you dead, and I'll dance to a beat, you damn bitty. Go on out of here. Go pit on them essential oils somewhere else. It's multi-level marketing, and I make more in a month than you do building houses the wrong damn way. See, now you being a bitch talking on my work. The dude wanted the damn house sideways. You just drove by it looking at it weird, not knowing what the hell is going on like usual.
Can't believe I have kids with this man. Should have just bought a vibrator.
Oh, a vibrator.
Oh, come on. A vibrator? I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't scroll down. Don't insult the dildo like that.
Cool. Next time, I'll just drop the kids off and leave. Clearly, that's all I'm good for, being an ATM. Hey, speaking of ATM, ask your sister how she feels about that, Benny, my boy.
Man, there's some things that I don't want to ever know about my sister.
End scene.
Damn it. Hell. I'm sitting there like, all right.
Hell,
go ahead. And then y'all are also looking at me, and I'm like, oh, I should scroll.
Little vibrator got
yeah,
you.
That was a screw up on my part. I apologize. It happens once in a blue moon. Scene number two. We gonna go scene two?
We gonna go scene two.
Scene two. Playing the live streaming YouTube at the Rise Guys. Number scene two. Playing the role of Isabel Rangan. Mattman. Playing the role of Peter Schmall. His fat boy. Playing the role of Shenandoah is Mattman. Playing the role of Erica Gosling is Paige. Playing the role of Donnie Rangan is Mattman. Playing the role of Mercedes Santana is Fatboy. Playing the role of the narrator is Paige.
Yay.
And action, biggest cast ever.
Isabel Rangling posts a photo of son Donnie she took this morning. He's holding a birthday cake, clearly not into it, with the caption,
"Happy 17th birthday to the love of my life, my baby boy, Donnie." Blue heart emoji. "I can't believe that little boy used to pee in my lap when he laughed too much is now a grown-ass man." Crying laughing emoji. "I'm so proud of that young stud muffin that you have become. Your voice is deeper than your daddy's ever was. R.I.P. Jim, you're still dead." Tombstone emoji. "Love you forever, even when you're too cool to cuddle with your mom in bed during thunderstorms like you did last year." Hashtag my little man. Hashtag still my baby. Hashtag Donnie turned 17. Hashtag don't forget mama's boobs fed you.
Oh, God. Happy birthday, Donnie. You're a good kid. Despite that post, hashtag awkward.
Excuse me, Peter Schmall. What the hell is awkward about me loving my son?
Nothing awkward about loving your kid. The awkward part was everything after lap. So, I mean, also, are you typing sideways again, or are you back on the sauce?
I'm sorry, what? Look, I type how I type. I'm an emotional top topper. And no, I'm not drinking, okay, Peter Schmall, but thank you for being a little biatch like always.
I mean, I can literally hear you slurring through the keystrokes.
You full of crap.
You sound like a wine bottle with Wi-Fi.
It's good stuff. Well, I just want to say happy birthday, Donnie. I remember babysitting him when he was a little toe-headed cutie pie. I can't believe he's 17 already. Thanks, Shenandoah. Yeah. He's a senior this year.
Hell, M-A-O. Does Donnie have his green card? Because Ice might come grab him now that he's officially a senior. Cowboy hat emoji. Mexican flag emoji.
Okay, hold up. Nobody's coming for my son, okay? And I don't care who likes it. I really don't. I don't think that we need to be paying for them to live here for free. I mean, this is America, and I'm whispering on Facebook, but speak English or get out. I said what I said. Statue of Liberty emoji.
Happy birthday, Donnie, and congrats on your upcoming graduation. Let's celebrate him today. Birthday cake and congratulation cap emojis.
Tags Erica Gosling. Oh, shut up, Eazy-E. Eye roll emoji. Still trying to act like you're better than everybody else just because you had a glow up since the football team gave you that nickname back in 04. Hashtag Eazy-E. Hashtag easy like sun mourns.
Isabel Rangan, why are you coming at me like this?
Because she's day drinking. Shocker. This is classic 2 p.m. Isabel.
She's not drinking, Peter Schmall. She's been clean for years. Right, Isabel?
Notice she's not answering. Bet she ran to the liquor store and offered tequila. Clearly, she's not a fan of Mexico.
Sorry. I had to go get some rear-end relief, a.k.a. release the chocolate hostages from the solitary confinement like a normal person. Excuse me. I don't sit around on my phone 24/7 like some of you do there, you screen addicted losers. And Eazy-E, Erica, you just mad because I have opinions. And she used to be married to a Spaniard named Carlos. And yes, I have a shot every once in an hour. And I'll tell you this. Yeah, a minute ago I did throw up. But that was more about them eggs than the booze was. Thanks.
I knew it. My sister drives Uber and drove your drunk ass home from Guac to the Future Bar and Grill last weekend. Which, by the way, is a Mexican place owned by Mexicans. Lion, crab, and emojis.
Now, you listen to me and you listen to me good. I don't hate nobody. I do love me some Killia. I really do. But I just don't agree with I was paying for them to live here and them not speak English. I mean, my whole family agrees. We don't hang out with folks who habla Espanol, period. Thanks for the birthday wishes, everybody. Who would have thought me turning 17? And Mom, if you could turn off the comments or maybe delete the post entirely, if you could. What? Why? This is a love and tribute to my sweet little womb blessing. Mom, because I don't agree with your political views, and that last part was, like, seriously wrong.
Well, happy birthday, Donnie. Heart emoji. And Isabel, you sound like every Facebook ain't Karen I blocked since middle school. I'm a proud Mexican-American. My dad's white. My mom's from Guadalajara. We pay taxes. We speak three languages, and I bet we'd still beat your entire family at trivia night. U.S. flag, Mexican flag, wedding ring emoji.
Okay, now just who in the hell are you? That's my girlfriend, Mom.
Hey, future mother-in-law, kissy emoji. Don't worry. I brought Donnie some Tums for all the secondhand cringe.
This made my day. Happy birthday, Donnie.
Insane.
You said released a chocolate hostage.
From solitary confinement. Never heard that one before.
I said lion, crab, and emoji. I don't know what that is, actually.
Well, that was a misspelling. Because that one says laughing kring emoji. Like, what's a kring? I'll tell you this. The way you rolled your R's. And I don't mean that. Don't read into that. I mean that like with his tongue.
Oh,
not pushing people down a hill. The way you rolled your R's on Guadalajara, it made my heart flutter.
You
do it again.
You can tell you did more than high school Spanish.
Guadalajara!
I feel it in my tailbone.
Oh, he's an international boy.
That's where the chiropractor gets you.
Mercedes, MERSAYDEES.
Oh, mercy.
Mercedes. And I'll remind you of this, Paige, mm-hmm. Fat boy. Mm-hmm. What you just heard was real. It was a real Facebook argument. Screenshot by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Here's something I'll throw out there just for fun. And I know there's a multitude of things we have to talk about. Like, I already have notes. It's mainly from stuff we talked about earlier, but it'll make its way in.
Yeah, it might have to stay over.
Did you know that, and I won't even say the, and this will make the other guy mad who hates when I talk about stuff and won't say the particular name of the business. That's just protecting my ass and the company's, and also Paige and Fatboy's asses, too.
Oh.
Because if I said something, we all would feel the wrath. That's why it's a team effort.
I turn on you, too.
Like, if Paige said a big F-bomb right now, I'm not throwing it on the 250K, right? Mm-hmm. But I would get in trouble anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they payroll deducted.
Right.
I'd probably be the one that got in most trouble.
Because you need to hit the...
You're the dumper.
Because I can turn around fast enough. Don't take advantage of it now. Don't get filthy.
Okay.
But there's only a handful of options that this could be. There's services you can order food to your home. It doesn't necessarily come from that restaurant. You don't understand? There, in other words, people that will go to the restaurant and dash right to your door mm-hmm. with this food or...
That's getting farmed out, too, by a lot of restaurants.
What does that mean, farmed out?
Like, I used to order from a place who had a delivery girl.
Oh, yeah.
She don't work for them anymore
because
they go straight to the delivery service.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a contract for them.
I still don't know what the bounce back is on that. Like, I know they overcharge menu price, so that's how they make some money too, the food service delivery corporations of the world. But then I think they also get it cheaper than menu price too.
because the company's like, hey, look, if you throw us, because they're not just doing it as a service. They're making money off of it. Now, the drivers do get all the tip. But anyway.
Yeah. And a portion of
this. I just want to walk you through this whole thing. And you know me, weirdo, who, like, even when food is sent here, I overthink and oftentimes will not have any because I don't know really, like, who it came from. And also the Fat Boy donut thing from years ago. I have some kind of trauma, some kind of...
I think we know why you got donut trauma.
PTSD is because of... Well, the donut trauma were you saying because I ate 2.5 dozen that one day and almost died? Yep. No, because the guy sent the donuts. So these are for Fat Boy only. And Fat Boy ate, I don't know how many, most of them. Good bit of them. And then at the end of the show, Fat Boy got an email of the guy wearing said donuts on his private part.
What?
The front, not
but
the
like back. Three, not the whole dozen, like three.
He wasn't shoving donut holes in his, you know, crack.
No, they were not munchkins. Mm-mm. Do they call them that anymore? They should be called Little People Donuts. Anyway.
Munchkins.
Wow. I'm
glad I didn't say anything. That's what I have to say.
They could be potential partners.
I don't know about the particular establishment.
So I got a knock on my doorbell.
Hello.
Got a knock on my doorbell. And I go and I look out the pee hole or the ring, whatever the thing is. Door hole. I don't know what it's called. Peeper?
I guess peephole. Which
peephole.
Yours you could actually sit there and watch.
Let's not give too many clues. So
I don't want to say where you live, but it's not in South Carolina.
So anyway, I go and look out the thing and there's no one there. And I'm like, damn, kids.
Playing a joke on you. Yeah.
And then, so I opened the door and said, someone might have been to Amazon. Every once in a while, the prime person, might be a man or a woman, I don't know. They'll hit the doorbell just to let you know, hey, don't let your stuff get ganked. It's out here. So I opened the door and then there it was. It was a bag from Outback Steakhouse that I did not order.
Oh, they went to the wrong house.
That's what I was thinking. And I pick up the bag and there had my name on it. Matthew H.
Are you sure you didn't order it?
Gift.
Oh,
gift.
Yeah.
Thinking of you.
Somebody said, that's very nice.
Now, listen, though. This is where it's weird. Mm-hmm. It was specific. I mean, almost to the nth of details exactly what I would have ordered. And I thought, man, I was like, who is this? And then I remember when I was out with my hip surgery, Big Brown brought me Outback.
Yeah,
from Outback, oddly enough. And it was almost the same exact order. So after I go in there and I set the bag down, I'm thinking, okay, you know, what's going through my head? Like, who the hell sent this? Is it someone I trust? Whatever. I get a text from him. I ain't hanging in there. I was like, I'm better now. Thank you. And I sent him a picture of the steak. He's like, well, that's cool. I said, you didn't send it? He's like, no. And I was like,
he's messing with you.
Well, no. He promised me he didn't.
Did you read the rest of the note? It said, thinking of you, ... when I teabagged this steak.
No! Because I ate it. I did. And it was all like, you know, I thought about that. It's like, you know, they couldn't have said, yeah, spit on it or something. They wouldn't have went with that. You know? So
did I have a potato with it?
Yes. I mean, it was a freaking Victoria filet, medium rare, with a baked potato, with butter only, and... and asparagus.
Would you be opposed to me rubbing myself and watching you eat dinner?
Now, I mean, now, if you told me you did, I'd be like, you know what? It was very tasty. Perhaps will you do that on future steaks for me? Because it was very good.
But you got no suspects. Like, you don't know who. I don't mean to say it like that. But, you know.
No, it's like, that's why I thought I'd say something on this show. It's like, because I don't want to, I mentioned it. So my aunt called me later on that afternoon, and I said, because I was like, the fact she would have known, I mean, she's my aunt, but like, she would have known specifically what I would have ordered. Like,
but no offense, but like, would they know how to facilitate that?
Like, I mean, she's a younger aunt, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But even Aunt Brenda would have been able to.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I feel like at a certain age, the technology just kind of passes some people.
Yeah. But, you know.
Not so, to say she's old.
And I didn't want to like put on social media a picture of it saying, hey, thanks for whoever. I mean, it was like, that was very, very nice. So, was it either one of y'all? I know one, Fat Boy. Would you? Really? Fat Boy, let me tell you how. Listen to this. This is also funny. And if I was you, you don't have to even say it, but thank you. That was really awesome. And it's somebody that really knows me because it was exactly what I freaking ordered.
Oh, yeah. I love to see other people eat before me.
In lieu of flowers, Fat Boy gave me some pens. Now, listen.
That's so nice.
You say all. I mean, at first, I'm like, because I come in here and there's these pens sitting right here in front of the keyboard. And I said, hey, you left your pens over there. He's like, no, I didn't. Those are for you. And I'm like,
those aren't my pens, you bastard.
Is this a little bit of niceness coming out of F-Boy over here?
Whoa, we need to stop this.
Like, he felt bad about my mom, so he gave me some pens. Or is it because if I don't have pens, I will be in a bad mood? That's what it is, isn't it?
Let's roll with the first one.
I knew it.
Let's roll with the first one.
I knew it. I turn into a little bitch when I don't have my pen.
I think he got those for you because he wants to chew on them.
Because Paige will offer you a pen that's like the low rent.
It is so true.
Big jobber pens.
I mean, they are like the absolute, like,
drizzling.
People in Haiti have better pens.
No, I'm telling you. I'm notoriously losing pens. That's why I don't spend any money on pens.
They are the worst pens.
Well, I've gotten rid of most of them.
Should burn them. Because well, remember, bad for the environment.
One of them leaked all over my hand. It's like a murder scene.
Yeah, I bought myself a
murder scene with blue blood. Okay, what'd you do? Kill a royal?
Oh no! So bad. I bought myself a nice 4-pack of .7s. And then I saw him. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy a 2-pack of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's hungry. He wants to munch on the
because I found these at a tree that might grow dollars on them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
They grow dollar and a quarters on them.
And $5 bills.
And $5 bills on certain orchards.
Dollars tree.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.